is up, my friends? How are you all? Thanks for tuning in to the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We're here again this week, and thank you so much to Civic Media for allowing us to do this wonderful program and bring this type of programming to all corners of Wisconsin. So, if you heard last week, that was George Cabaservice, or Jeff Cabaservice. Oh my God, sorry, buddy. And he's from the Niskanen Center in Washington, D.C. We talked about all sorts of stuff from, you know, the National Guard troops in D.C. to what's going on with the Trump administration. That was fascinating, and he's so brilliant. So if you liked that episode, if you want to hear this one again, because you probably will, listen to wherever you get your podcasts, download them, like, share, all that stuff. Civicmedia.us, where you'll find me. And you'll also find my guest here, who's he's Mark as well, Mark Scheffler. And he is running for, just announced, I think this week, running for the 8th Congressional District seat, currently held by, what's his name? I don't know. He's not really super present. Oh, yeah. Tony Weed. Trump endorsed Tony Weed. So what's up, man? Welcome.
Hey, great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks.
What'd you been up to? Nothing much?
Nothing much.
Yeah,
we did a soft launch of the campaign a couple of weeks ago. I filed back in the first part of August.
Congratulations.
And then we just did the public launch press release, dropped on Monday. So happy to be in Green Bay. This is one of the first stops.
Thank you. What's your background? Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm a Wisconsin guy. Been in the state my whole life. Grew up in rural Marathon County, just outside of Wausau. Mom's side of the family, we're all dairy farmers. Mm. My dad's side of the family was in the pulp and paper industry. They were the first in their families to graduate high school.
Oh, wow.
And I was the first to graduate college. In fact, my mom went to one of these small little rural one-room schoolhouses.
Oh, nice.
Growing up.
Sweet.
not that far away from, pretty rural times.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
What did you do for a living? What tell us about your experience and all that stuff.
Yeah, so I was the first to go to college in my family.
Yeah.
First to graduate from a four-year college. Both of my brothers, we're both North Central Technical College guys, and they
nice.
Both graduated from there.
Okay.
I just had a really, really good upbringing. Went to Lawrence University, graduated
nice.
From there. My degree is in education.
Oh, cool.
And so I taught in junior high school in Kenosha.
Oh, wow. Okay.
For 3 years. And that was an interesting experience because it was a majority minority school.
Yep.
So growing up in Wausau, I was getting to be a little bit more diverse with the Hmong moving in. But boy, Kenosha is, it's America. It really is the face of America. So I was there for 3 years, got engaged, came up to Appleton area and tried to continue in teaching. There were no jobs available at that time for me. So I took a temp job working in financial services. And then 28 years later, I just retired.
Oh, so my God.
28-year temp job.
Like a 20-year temp job, like a financial advisor. Is that kind of what you did? Or?
Yeah, we had a kind of a specialty firm. So I worked for a brokerage firm for 6 years. And then in the first big economic downturn of the 21st century, that was 2001 and 2002, the dot-com blow-up all that. So in 2002, I had a strategy where, you know, we actively manage investment risk. And so the firm that I was working for at the time, just really didn't see eye to eye on how best to manage risk. So like any good entrepreneur, any good capitalist, I said, hey, I kind of want to do this on my own. Mm. So I started a firm called Appleton Group. We specialized in sustainable economics. So it was a risk management plan. It was a growth firm. From start to finish, we created more than $100 million of growth and income for families and businesses almost exclusively right here in Northeast Wisconsin. So that's something
cool.
I'm really proud of. We had economic impact of about $12 million for salaries and benefits and vendor relationships. And one of my big things was whenever we could buy local, use local vendors as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, a big piece of my campaign as well as just feeding a local economy.
Yeah.
It's been, a really, really great run. I sold the firm to another Wisconsin institution, a big bank out of Racine. And then had a chance to retire early because I wanted to go into public service. And so here we are.
Nice. That's a good story for the campaign. You know, it is, of what you did and your experience that you had. That's pretty awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do, you get your temp job and you leave the 28-year temp job and then what?
Yeah. So I ran
public service.
Yeah. I ran for state Senate actually when I was still working. So that was I filed in 2021 and was in the race for 10 months. And honestly, it was a really great experience. So that was in the 19th Senate district, state Senate. I was running in a seat that was going to be an open seat, actually. Roger Roth had held that seat, and then he moved on to run for lieutenant governor that year, so it was an open seat. I was in the race until May of 22. My father passed away unexpectedly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I dropped out of the race to help my mom. She really needed transition help in getting into her new life. Mm. So I did that and then worked for another couple of years. I wanted to get back into public service. So it was time for me to move on to, kind of the next chapter. And like I said, here we are.
Here we are. So why this district?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I say, and I truly mean this from my heart. I mean, I've lived in Northeast Wisconsin now for, most of my adult life. Yeah. And you know, I've come to know the places of Northeast Wisconsin, but I've also come to know the people of Northeast Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So I've spent a lot of time up here, a lot of time in Appleton and Green Bay and Door County, and you know, time in Waupaca and Shawano County and Marinette, Oconto, Kewaunee County. Used to go fishing with my cousin out of Algoma, go salmon fishing out of Algoma. So it's the thing that I really, really like about this area is that the people of Northeast Wisconsin are just, I think, really, really, truly special. The values and the virtues that we have up here, you know, it's reflected in, the Green Bay Packers, you know, mm-hmm. for example. It's a community-owned organization. That really does shape kind of the conversations and the culture of this part of the United States. And what I really want to do is I want to be an excellent salesperson for the 8th Congressional District. And I want the rest of America to know about the 8th Congressional District. And I want to take the values and virtues of the people of this district, all of us, from all walks of life. It's a rich community, but I want to take these values and virtues in, and I want to do something pretty, pretty bold, and that is to reshape the direction of our country to better reflect the 8th Congressional District. I want to reshape our political parties to be more like the values and virtues of the people of the 8th Congressional District. And we'll talk a little bit about this too, maybe, but I want to do a power grab for the people of the 8th Congressional District, and I can tell you kind of what that means.
Go ahead. What does that mean?
Yeah, so, everybody who follows politics kind of knows that, we're a highly fractured country, but we're almost split right down the middle. And the House of Representatives in Congress is exactly that. I mean, it's just a few seats. It's a super, super thin majority for the Republicans right now. But, you know, an everyday rank and file congressman or congresswoman really doesn't have a lot of influence. They get kind of buried, especially if they're a first term, you know, representative.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I know. And I think Mike Gallagher figured that out pretty quickly, you know, that he had to toe the party line if he was going to advance. And I think people from the Democratic side kind of figured that out right away, too. So I'll tell you today what I've been telling people up and down the district, and that is that I'm funding my campaign in a very different way. I'm not taking PAC money. I'm not taking corporate money. And I'm not going to take national party machine money from the Democratic Party. And the reason is because I really, really want to have the 8th Congressional District have an inordinate amount of influence in Washington. And here's the way that we do that. And that is that if I win this seat, I'm a Democrat. I've been a Democrat for really my entire adult life, and the progressive values I would never ever betray. What I want to do, though, is that if I win this seat, I will rescind my party affiliation during the time that I'm in office, not to betray my progressive values at all, but actually to give the people of the 8th Congressional District an enormous amount of influence over the direction of the country. Because a freshman congressperson has no influence at all. But I would be the only independent congressman. I'm running as a Dem. I am a Dem, but I would be the only independent congressman in the House of Representatives. And that means that if the Democratic Party wants to pass legislation, they have to go through us. the Republican Party, if they want to pass legislation, they have to go through us. So it gives us tremendous influence over the direction of the country. And so when I talk to conservatives about that, they love that idea. When I talk to Democrats about it, they're a little bit shaky at first, but then when I explain how that would work and how it would actually help us to get the policies that we want passed.
Makes sense. You're kind of breaking some news here a little bit. I can see how Democrats, as we talked to Mark Scheffler, he's running for the 8th Congressional District. I can see how Democrats would be a little bit leery about that.
Yeah.
Can you?
Sure. But, you know, it's not unheard of. It actually works in the Senate. There are two independent senators right now, and both of them caucus with the Democrats. And that's a model that works really, really well. It gives those two senators, again, enormous influence over the direction in the Senate. And I think in the House, that would be exactly the same case.
Yeah. I'm a little thrown off, gotta be honest. So how would that work in terms of when you're campaigning? I mean, you're wanting the endorsement and you're running for the Democratic seat, the nomination.
That's right. Yeah.
And then you're gonna say, okay, thanks, bye.
Oh no. And that's what people think immediately. The issue really is Tony Weed, for example, and I don't talk a lot about Tony on the campaign trail, but, you know, and I think a lot of congressmen do this. They'll say that they represent everybody in the district.
But he doesn't.
Yeah. Well, it's impossible. I mean, when you're in that machine and when you've been funded by one particular party, you just mm-hmm. really can't do that. So what I keep telling people is that one of the virtues that I really do appreciate is this idea of moderation, right? Mm-hmm. So the idea of moderation is simply recognizing that very few solutions ever come from the fringes of either party. Really anything that's lasting at all.
Yeah.
You know, if one party's in power, they can certainly swing the election one way or the other. They can swing the direction of the country one way or another. But I'm in the race to talk about these universal issues and through that progressive lens, progressive lens like fighting Bob La Follette, was one of the great progressive
Democrats.
Leaders.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
He was a Republican and then he switched over to being a progressive. Same thing.
Yep.
Teddy Roosevelt did the same thing. So it's not unheard of at all.
Well, yeah, switching parties is not unheard of. I mean, shoot, I did that. You know, I think, running for office and then saying that you're going to rescind your party affiliation, that's a little different. That was something that I want to hit on that a little bit more here at the other side of the break, because that's something that I think people should know. That's interesting. And that's definitely different. Yeah, that is different. We're talking with Mark Scheffler here. I'm Mark Becker on the Rational Revolution here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll catch you back after this.